Everyone needs a cover letter if they are turning in a resume. It is not necessary, but it makes you stand out from the rest of the competition. A cover letter is used to describe what's going to be in your resume. It is basically a highlight for your resume. On a cover letter, an employer will find your name, contact information, who it is addressed for, and a paragraph of highlights of the resume. If you are someone who is creating a cover letter for the first time, I would recommend researching how to make one. You will need a computer or a laptop to create a document and provide what I previously listed. You can also use YouTube, which will give you video tutorials on where to go and what to do. A resume is needed for the hiring manager. It shows your objective, which states where you're applying and what you're looking for in this job. It also represents your work experience, where you worked, how long for, and the position you did. Along with your work experience, your skills should be listed. And last but not least, your special accomplishments and hobbies to show that you have other interests besides the criteria needed for the job. If you need help making a resume, I would recommend using a resume generator. You can find many generators by going online. A resume generator helps with what you need on a resume on and gives you templates to choose from. References are needed for an employer who is looking to hire you. Contact information is needed so that way the employer can contact your reference and ask about your job performance. If the employer is satisfied with the information, then it gives you a greater chance of being hired. The people listed as references should be people who are not related to you, so anything personal will not affect your appearance. If you do not have any job experience and need help thinking of references, you should try putting down teachers, a community you volunteered for, or neighbors that you worked for constantly. Before my interview, I was nervous, but excited and confident. During the interview, I felt tense, but once we introduced ourselves, I felt more comfortable. I was unable to continue my interview with determination and dedication while representing myself. After the interview, I left with high hopes and confidence. My interviewer had made me feel as if I got the job, which made me feel good. As long as you are prepared, smile, and exude confidence throughout your interview, there should be nothing to worry about. Always start off with a smile, a firm handshake, and your name, and make sure to dress business formal so your physical appearance looks serious about the job.